Hi, I'm Scott Hippensteel. I'm the Director of Instrumental Studies at Shepherd University.
And you will be doing the next Faculty Research Forum. Explain what you're going to talk about.
One of the things that has interested me for a while is programming for instrumental ensembles. And so I do a lot of programming here trying to create a concert that is interesting and educational for both my ensemble members and for the audience. So I've been doing some research into audience response, even things like how do we value music. Certainly I've done a lot of research over the years with my degree about the best quality music and important composers and pieces. And so all of that sort of weighs into this presentation that I'm doing. Is called Concert Programming, a Holistic Panorama. And so one of the things that I've tried to do is to try to create a program that has like a kind of like a song for your head, something for you to think about, your mind, and then something for your toe, you know, you tap your toe, you feel your body, you feel that, something that's sort of for your heart, that pulls at your heartstrings, and then also something that sort of lifts the spirit or really touches you more than just maybe your heartstrings. And some of them overlap, they're interconnected, you know, maybe you'll play a particular song, like a military march. Well, maybe if someone had a family member that was in the military, that's not just a song for your toe, but it really means something to you. So it's a bit of a subjective conundrum because every song has an individual meaning for people. There's a lot of crossover, but I feel like my research shows the more ways that we can sort of approach the kind of concert setting, then the more valuable it becomes to people, the more meaningful that experience is. One of the points of my research was to try and find out what kinds of writings and studies were out there that sort of supported this idea or refuted it or you know, sought balance in the kind of programming. And it was very interesting what I was able to find.
Mm-hmm. So how did you conduct your research? Did you do it with actual audiences, or was it a survey of what is out there?
A little bit of both, but more of it is based on articles that I found that have been written over the last 40 years from many different aspects, from literally from a band literature standpoint to an audience, anything from programming like in radio or other media that I thought was applicable, I tried to latch onto and read and look at. So it covers a broad span. And another one of the aspects of it is also educational, because we're, you know, an academic institution. I wanted to make sure that the kinds of pieces that my students are experiencing or teaching them, you know, about the kind of different styles and composers and periods. So there's sort of this multifaceted aspect of the concert programming that takes effect, and there's a lot written about that part of it, the academic side as well. So mostly it's not my own research, but a collating of all these different sources that didn't really come at it in the way I wanted to.
And you're just interested in the audience reaction mostly to it?
Partially. I mean, certainly I'm also interested in my own students' reaction.
Okay. And
because it's interesting. I mean, my own informal polls, if I ask the students, what was your favorite, that even in my own ensembles, every concert, if I go down the list and say, which one was your favorite piece, every single one of them have different ones that appeal to them the very most for different reasons. And so my experience is that the audience is the same way. So I tend to program with kind of a bit of a smorgasbord approach, you know, a variety of, there's something for everyone, but I like to link it together with some sort of a common theme.
Thanks for talking.
Oh, sure.